So tell us a little bit about Guard Blue.
Well, I started out with the site, looking at the wall as the picture plane, so carefully preparing it and sanding it. Then the floor and the ceiling got the same treatment. And it was like Plato's cave, you know. Book 7 of the Republic, he talks about the cave and its relationship to perception. And this is where this idea of being in perceptual psychology came, is that one of the reasons that I had difficulty with the art classes is that they were teaching the color wheel. So if you mix blue paint and you mix yellow paint, you get green. But if you take blue light and yellow light, you'll get white light. Or red light and green light, you'll get white light. So obviously I had to learn the spectrum. And it's a little bit like jumping from Euclidean geometry, where it works very nicely on a page, but you can't hit the moon with Euclidean geometry. You're going to have to have Riemann geometry at the minimum. And so this idea of learning the spectrum is something that this culture still faces. And also we have a lot of prejudice perception as well, which is very interesting. I mean, first of all, we have red-green blindness in the mail, and that's where we put our traffic signals. So, I mean, what are we doing? I mean, it's and then, of course, the fact is that blue is warmer, it's a hotter color than red, but we like to, with interior decoration and with our prejudice perception, we have decided and have taught that red is warm and blue is cold. Mm. So these are some of the strangenesses that you have to deal with. And I've always felt that I did an art that takes place between the actual limits of our perception, like some of the dark spaces, right on the edge of actual seeing, and then the prejudice perception that we have, that is how we have either learned as a society to perceive, or have come to perceive without knowing. And so artists are always putting their audience up against what they have decided. And certainly, even just with aesthetics, many of these things are brought forward for us to look at. And in doing that, I first started with this idea of the cave and putting things, you know, it's like perceiving reality upside down and backwards. So the cave wall I took as the analogy of the rooms that we occupy, that we're housed in, as something that is embodied in us. So I would project on the walls of the spaces we're in. And the thing that was most interesting is you could put just a shape on the wall of light, and it wouldn't lie on the same surface as the wall. It's either slightly in front of it or almost seems to make a hole through it. So this shows that it's a very plastic and malleable medium. Mm-hmm. And that excited me. So those simple things like that. And then the other things in some of the other spaces, like the aperture works or the space division pieces, where you look into a space and it is filled with a different kind of light. You're in a space that has light on the walls, like over here, and you look into a space where it's just ambient light only, and so the light actually starts to hold the space. And you can tune that by changing the volume of the space. Just like when you're in a shower and you sing in the shower and one note makes your voice sound incredible, that's a resonant cavity, and you're making the note or a series of notes that will resonate that cavity. And this happens also with a color of light. And it looks like the light gels up and it's almost like a fog to touch. Mm. And these little simple qualities were something that was remarkable to me. This began to look like how we see light in the dream, in the lucid dream, with where the colors are very intense, where they radiate off things and people, and where light defines the space as opposed to concrete physical structures mm-hmm. creating the space. And one example might be, if you're ever on stage and you have the footlights and the stage lighting on you, sometimes that light is so bright that even though you're in the same room as the audience, you can't see the audience. They see you, you don't see them. You're in the same concrete physical space, but light has been, the space has been defined by where light is and isn't. Just like when the sun lights the atmosphere, we don't see through it to see the universe. So these kind of ideas are realized were able to work in close space, that is, very near us. And so you could begin to actually make structures, make form, make light that filled the space and resided in it, and have that actually be the predominant thing you saw.